531. Our next guest was born and raised in Auckland after his parents migrated to New Zealand in the 50s. Nia Petero went to Onehunga High and landed his first job in the freezing works at Hallabies with his dad and uncles. Even his wife's father and brothers worked there also. Nia says he was later encouraged by his father to take up a trade, so he moved to upholstery with other jobs in between for 11 years. He started working with youth and loved that, so he went to do papers for social work. In 2010, Nia and his wife moved back to Rarotonga. This morning he joins us live from Invercargill to talk to us about being part of the last group of workers from the Cook Islands who have been welcomed into the deep south. Kia ora, Nia, and what's the weather in Invercargill like this morning?
Oh, kia ora, Eti. Well, it's about 11 degrees. I mean, and I like it. I love the cold, so I'm happy to be back here.
So tell us, when did you arrive in Invercargill and when did you leave Rarotonga?
Yes, we left Raro last Wednesday, Cook Island time. We got arrived in New Zealand on Thursday last week, and then made our way down to Invercargill and, started catching up with the rest group. But this group that I came with were the last group of the roughly 84 of us that came all together. So we came in three groups, and I came with this last group.
How was the flight over? Were there many of you, and did you have much trouble going through quarantine and such? So you haven't had to quarantine, correct?
Yeah, that's the really good thing, and it's made it possible for us to get here. We were trying to get here in October. That's when the season starts, so there was no way then. You know, everything was shut down, and quarantine was in place, and it was really hard for us to get bookings of motels for quarantine. So it just dragged on, and then when it finally did open, the last few months, then me and my boss, we made the move to let's get everyone over there. So that's how we ended up coming.
Now, how do you recruit for people back on Rarotonga?
Okay, well, as you all know, back home it's all dependent upon tourism. Tourism is a big thing in Rarotonga, and that's what sort of keeps everyone in work. And at the moment, there's nothing, and so employment is really low. Money's dropped down, and morale's dropped. So at this time last year, me and my boss were talking about, why don't we get our own people to come over here and work? Because they had about 150 from Japan come over to work in the freezing works, and they didn't want to go through it again with visas and such things as well. And plus the COVID had come into effect, so that's how we got on to getting our people involved.
So you're actually down there to work at the freezing works, are you?
Yeah. I came here because, I mean, I'm in my late 50s, but, I still need money too now for here and there to finish off our home. And that's how I got talking. Because the boss here, he's a Cook Islander as well. So we sort of made a good relationship there and then just kept talking and... Yeah, and this is how we come to where we are at the moment.
So you were the one responsible for recruiting the 84 that are now in Invercargill, is that correct?
Yeah, sounds like it's all me, eh? But my wife had a big part to do with it as well, so,
I should be talking to your wife, Nia.
Yeah,
typical of us men, eh?
I reckon. I always thank her every day for everything she does.
And what makes it worse, well, most of those 84 are your family, Solly.
Yeah.
Well, it seems you've come the full circle. Started off at the freezing works in Hallabies in Auckland. Now you've returned to the far south.
Wow, that's right. And it's a good change. And, I love the South Island. I think the South Island is one of the most beautiful places in the world. I mean, I've always been based on the North Island, but South Island, you need to come and visit South Island. It's a beautiful place. And, and the people down here are really great too, you know, and all our boys that have come down here so far have just loved it, getting on with everybody, and it's been really great.
Sounds like you might be getting paid by the local tourism authority there too, Zuli. Now, the 84 that came over, have all of them had experience in freezing works, or are some of them having to do the training there now?
Yeah, there is a bit of a training program, but you know, as you know, Etsy back home, we all know how to do our own farm animals, and you know, you pretty have enough experience to, you know, home kill our animals. So a lot of our people just sort of fit it in, and they're quick learners, and that was a good thing about it. So yeah, but there was some other sort of training, and but it was quite simple for everyone to fit in.
What about the accommodation? Are they all staying in homes, or is there have the accommodation been provided by the freezing works down there?
Yeah, what they did was because there's a strong Cook Island community here and in Invercargill, what they reached out to the community to ask if they would help accommodate all these people that were coming over. And they also have community halls here in Invercargill, like Takitumu Hall. You know, they have all these places where things. So originally we were going to go into these halls, but the community decided they'd rather have them come into the families. And, so we ended up, so a lot of us are staying in with families that are living here. And it's been really awesome, you know, and we just can't believe it. Some of them are staying out in other areas, but still close to the job. But yeah, other than that, the majority are staying billeted out to families here. So it's been really good.
Wow. Yeah, and I imagine that there'll be some families who have reconnected with their own families down there and made those reconnections again.
That's right. That's right. Last Saturday we had a tūrou come on for us, a welcoming for us. So they had put on a big KK and, the works. And, it was just an amazing day. And then people were just, hey, I haven't seen this guy for years and years. And that was a really good day. I just, you felt the spirit. It was just awesome, you know. And I was glad I was a part of that. So, yeah, it's been really awesome so far.
And how big is our Pacific Island community? And are there many of them working at the freezing works there?
There's a lot of them working there. A lot of Cook Islanders working. There's a lot of other Samoan, Tongan, working here as well. But the Cook Island community is quite strong here. There's quite a few of them here. So, yeah.
And so how long will you be in Invercargill, the 84 of you who came from the Cooks?
Yeah, we'll be here till August, and then we head back home.
Wow, that is a long stay, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a long stay. But, when I first talked to everybody back home, I said, if you want to make that money thing, it's going to be 6 months plus work. And then... And that was part of the what me and my boss came up with was you come to New Zealand, make the money, and then go home, because it's all about helping our people back home. And it wasn't about you coming here and starting a new life. And this is why we did this, because we wanted our people to go back home and help their, mums and dads and wives and children that are struggling back home, because they are struggling. It's sad to see, but they are. And that's why this was part of how we did our recruitment. Wasn't about you coming here and making a lot of money for yourself and having a good time,
Yeah. What is the age range and the mix of men and women? Are they mainly sort of around the middle age, or are they young, or what's the mix?
We've got our youngest ones from 18, and then they range, the average age is about 20, 25 plus. And then, it goes right up to about 50. And then we don't have as many women as we would like to because of the work that's involved. So I think we've got a group of 10 girls that came through with us. But we're hoping to change that next season and get more women involved. And, But with the younger ones, we're trying to look at their training them up, from roots level and getting them up there. I mean, it's a good occupation to take up for your future. And, that's all part of our what we're trying to achieve here.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was my next question. I thought it, whether it would be ongoing, but it's, it sounds like you could be coming back next season. Is this a possibility for other freezing works as well? Because we mainly hear about the fruit picking, but we have not heard about freezing works requiring some of our people to come in to do the work. Do you know of other freezing works around the country who might need the help?
Yeah, since I started recruiting, I mean, it just got out all over the place, and then we started hearing about other companies wanting to get involved, and yeah, there are other meatworks that are interested in, you know. I also put it up to my boss, you know, there are other islands, Niue, for instance, they have a New Zealand passport. You know, that's another island that we could be looking at as well.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Now, when you say your boss, this is your boss back in Rarotonga, or your boss, or the person that you've been liaising with down in Invercargill?
Terry New. He's a Cook Islander, born and raised here, but his parents are from Mangaia, and they migrated here back in the early 70s, back in Bluff, and they raised their family here, and he's part of that, and been in the works most of his life, and now he's one of the big managers here, and it's just been really awesome to get on with him, and yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Nia Petero, Meitaki Ma'ata, thank you so much for your time. And we'll actually try and check in with you again before you head back to Rarotonga in August.
Yeah, no, do that. It'll be really appreciated. And, thank you very much for your time and having me on. And
you are most welcome. And don't forget the real boss, eh?
Yeah. My wife's on boss, so love you, my darling.
Take care. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Ka kite. You're listening to Early Edition with Ete. 531 PI, bringing Pacific people together. Oh, boy, that must be a culture shock for some of those Cook Islanders. Oh, boy. From the warmth of the tropics all the way down to Invercargill. Well, fortunately, Nia sounds like he loves that cold weather. But I imagine some of the ones who have never been down that far must be thinking it's winter now.